This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the solution. You need to be part of the fix. And not part of the problem. Don't be like Congress. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. Look at, madness. We may change the name of days like today, like Madness Mondays, right? Because there's so much crazy stuff going on. I don't believe that we're allowing this to happen. Anyway, more information on the show, you head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the process, be part of the solution. Give me your email address. I don't send out that many emails. I send out enough to let you know what's going on the show. However, if you want to be notified by text messaging, you can text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay. We are, God bless, there's so many. Look, I'm going to talk about the impeachment stuff in a little bit. But just before I got on the show, I got this note. This was great. This is like hilarious great. To prove to you that our Congress has no clue about the law, the Constitution, anything along those lines. They're just a bunch of guys trying to make, most of them. Just a bunch of guys trying to make a few bucks, trying to bend the law their way or just get through. I don't even know. I don't know what they're doing there. Maybe they're not qualified for any other job. I have no clue. But check this. A marijuana banking bill passes the House in a historic vote. Because with everything going on in the country, we have to make it easier for people to be out of sorts, if you would. Okay? Now, banks are not allowed, federal banks, are not allowed to take money from, you know, pot stores. Why? Listen carefully. Because pot is still a controlled substance. It's still illegal to sell according to federal law. So what does the feds do? All right, the guys that make the laws, they're supposed to understand the laws. They jump, they do a leapfrog over their own law, and now they've said, even though it's illegal, you can take money. You can take, you know, you can do transactions. You can take care of this. Unreal. But financial institutions that serve as cannabis companies, it passed the House in a bipartisan vote Wednesday, becoming the first standalone marijuana reform bill to ever clear a chamber of Congress. The legislation, if it's made law, would protect financial institutions and other firms that serve marijuana businesses from criminal prosecution. This is a long-awaited move that would provide stability and security to the multi-billion dollar cannabis industry. With these people, look at, I know some of you get so mad at me. I've actually lost listeners over this, people yelling at me over this. Look, This is not the dope that you and I smoked. Yes, you heard me. You and I smoked in the late 60s and 70s. This is not even close to the same stuff. So don't go thinking this is no big deal, because it is. And here these boneheads are. Why don't you start off with making marijuana legal and then do this? Wouldn't that be the right way to do it? This is kind of backwards. This would be like saying, dope dealers on the street, drug street dealers now can do business with federal banks. The measure, the Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act of 2019, see how they do that? The Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act. Well, that sounds kind of cool, right? I should be against that. Passed the chamber by a vote of 321 to 103. Nearly all Democrats backed the bill. No comment. As did 91 Republicans. It required a two-thirds majority to pass because it was voted on under a procedure that suspends House rules. A move that allows bills that enjoy broad but not unanimous support to be voted on quickly. 11 states in the District of Columbia have legalized the recreational use of marijuana, and a majority of states also have legal medical marijuana programs, but the drug remains illegal at the federal level, making banks and credit unions wary of doing business. I still love the story about the people in California down in the San Diego area. I know for some of you who aren't, who've never been to California, don't understand. There's actually a federal checkpoint, immigration checkpoint. And it's, I don't know, about 18, 20, 25 miles from the border. So, you know, you're feeling all happy with yourself. You got past the border check. You're driving up into the country. And then you come to this federal checkpoint. You have to stop there. There's no way to get around it where they put it. And it was a story of a guy that lives in California, bought a whole bunch of dope down in San Diego, and going up the freeway, and he stops. And the federal agents pulled him over. And the guy says, you can't do anything to me. This is legal in California. He goes, yeah, still against federal law, though. And they took it all from him. And it's just like California. In most cases, they go against federal law because they know better. They know what's better for us. Anyway, the bill moved out of the House Financial Committee in March. It was sponsored by more than 200 lawmakers at a time of the vote. And it's backed by a whole bunch of national banking groups. Well, there's big money in it. There's lots of money in it. Right? So credit unions, bank, they want part of that money. God, sometimes it's really sick and scary to see how much money, or matter of fact, how much little money it takes to move these people. Let's see how Kimberly Marin feels about this. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastin. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, let me just get to it because I have so much fun when she's on the show with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick it off and deal with the crazy issues of the weekend. I'll get to impeachment in a little bit, Kimberly, but I want to do some other crazy stuff. Anyhow, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always. Oh, we have a lot of fun. Although, I used to wind you up to the point where you couldn't get to bed for 2 hours after the show, which was always funny.
I just NyQuil. NyQuil's my friend.
See, that's what I tell people. They think I'm sick.
Great. And you can't take a whole thing of it. You just take a little tiny sip, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
And it just gets you to sleep in half an hour. But if you take too much,
yeah,
forget
I'm
it.
On cold.
Then I feel like I was out drinking the night before the next morning.
Boy, I wouldn't know how that feels. Anyhow. All right. So.
Sure you wouldn't, dope smoker. Well, you know, I heard the first part.
Didn't you think that was hilarious, though? Come on. Seriously. Here's our people that are supposed to know the law. They're supposed to know the Constitution. And here they are telling banks, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you can take money for illegal actions, for selling contraband, for selling illegal things. I'm thinking every drug dealer in the corner should file suit against Congress. Go, hey, what about us?
There's such morons. I don't understand why we even have these people. At this point, I don't even understand why we have a Congress anymore. Because there's so many ways they could go about, they could resolve this whole entire issue by just rescheduling marijuana. If they want to do something about it, reschedule it so it's not an illegal drug like the way it's listed in the DEA. But no, you know what they do instead? They keep it up there so it's still illegal all over the country, and they start listing, you know, muscle relaxants.
Yeah.
As scheduling those as higher drugs. It's ridiculous. This whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. These people don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, so listen, it's no different than the gun laws, right? They go and they keep passing these gun laws. They keep pushing these gun laws. It's like, wait a minute, stop. Stop. Just enforce the ones you have. You don't have to waste any more paper or brain space or anything else for that matter. Just enforce the ones you have, right?
Enforce the ones we have, but remember, law-abiding citizens are obeying all of these laws already.
Right.
It's criminals who aren't. Are you going to take away cars from people because some people drink and drive? No. So why would you take guns away from people just because some criminals use them to commit crimes? It's stupid.
But it's so much fun to watch them struggle through all this, isn't it? I mean, I think it is, anyhow. So, I mean, it shows you that we're hiring people, and that's what you're doing. You're hiring people for these jobs that have absolutely no clue as to what they're doing, and they don't want a clue. They don't even try to get one.
No, they don't. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm sure you've seen bills written by Congress, mm-hmm. And usually there's sometime once in a great while, there's a small, short, and sweet bill, which is how every single bill should be. But, like, Obamacare and other pieces of legislation that come out of the federal government, they have the main part of the bill, and then they just shove all this other stuff in it, like pages and pages,
oh, yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of lines of other stuff that's not even germane to the original legislation, and people vote for that.
They need to pass a law that the bill has to be about the bill, and that's it.
Yes.
No riders.
And nothing else germane.
Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo.
That's how it is in my state. If it's not germane to the bill, it cannot be added.
All right. See, I like that. They can carry that into the rest of the world, right?
Yes. It should be. That's how every single bill should be.
All right. So let's get into the impeachment process, right? And all the hypocrisy flying all around the place. Isn't it funny? And I've always said this, you and I, we've talked about this a million times. When you show them that they've done the exact same thing, they ignore it like they haven't even heard it. Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, seriously, right? You can show them Biden actually did, right? He actually did pressure the president of Ukraine. The president of Ukraine even said, hey, I'll just call Obama. That's how mad he was. He said, go ahead. You won't get any love there either. Right? And
and
you watch this play out, and yet Trump didn't do that. He didn't hold back the money. If they really look, the money was supposed to hit three times, and it finally hit in September. So if the conversation was in July, and he was holding back the money, why didn't he let it go like a day after, or 2 days after, or 3 days after? No, they waited till September because they had to make sure everything was in place, and somebody, think about this, somebody in the government forgot to pull the trigger and let it go. I can't imagine what would happen, right?
Oh, no. Yes. I just, you know, my favorite part of this whole thing is it's another anonymous source. Because that's really what it is.
They don't want brought forward now.
Right.
Right?
It's another, remember, The accusations against a bunch of the stuff already with the Russia hoax were anonymous sources. A lot of the stuff that morons in the New York Times post have been anonymous sources.
Kavanaugh.
Oh, it all turns out to not be true.
Yep.
And then the issue with Kavanaugh, anonymous sources until they decided to bring that whack job woman to the front, which was their biggest mistake, which is why I don't think we'll ever find out who this quote-unquote whistleblower is, because they know once we find out who it is, everybody will dig deep into whoever the person's history is to find out the truth about him or her.
So what we know is that the person must have been an attorney based on the brief that they wrote, right? The whistleblower report?
I don't think somebody did this alone. I don't think anyone is acting alone on this, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. No question at all. When you read that, and other attorneys have read it, they all say the same thing. This isn't a note that somebody dropped and said, hey, I'm working for the whatever. I saw this thing come across my desk. I read it. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. I think the president's off on this. No. And as a matter of fact, what was it, the IG or whoever it was who read it said, look, this guy was obviously partisan. He was obviously irritated with Trump. He was just nasty. You know?
Yeah.
So.
I just don't even, there's so much going on here with a bigger picture. Never mind this impeachment. I think Democrats have finally realized that they can't beat Trump in 2020.
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding.
And that's why this is, yes. And who was it? Al Green? That creepy, I forget which state he's from. Super creepy dude.
Yes.
But he said it in a speech, and I don't know if he intended to say it the way it sounded.
Yeah.
But he said, we have to do something because we can't win, or those kind of words.
Yeah, we can't have him be president again. Pelosi said the same thing. They know they can't beat him at the polls. And this is, anyway, you heard that. We got a break to go to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump recently asked the Australian Prime Minister and other foreign leaders to help Attorney General William Barr with an investigation into the origins of the Russian probe that shadowed his administration for more than 2 years. The revelation underscores the extent to which Trump remains consumed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and the ways in which he's used the United States government to investigate what he believes are politically motivated origins. Trump's interactions with foreign leaders and Barr's role in those discussions are under heightened scrutiny now that the White House has launched an impeachment inquiry into the president. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 2976. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26916. Benchmark U.S. crude fell to 1.84 to settle at $54.07 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know my cousin doesn't listen to the show. That could have been My Kitchen with my cousin back in the old days. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and on the show dealing with all the, not just the leftovers from the weekend, but all the crazy stuff coming forward. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Don't you feel much better now that you can buy illegal substances and pay for them with your Bank of America card? God. No, I mean,
I just, sorry. I don't understand. So I'm wondering. I don't understand. I just can't.
Listen, you're supposed to be. These are supposed to be educated people. They're supposed to have clues of what the law is. And yet, here we have Congress approving a bill that would allow federal banks to take money on illegal drug purchases. I mean, that's really, right? I mean, in technical terms, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if they're legal in the state. They're still illegal at the federal level.
That's right. Did you hear?
So what are the feds setting people up to take their money?
Well, did you hear my story about the guy in California that, you know, we have checkpoints just up from the Mexican border in a couple of places. Mm-hmm. And they let you get comfortable and you get inside and then you got no place to go and you're stuck on the highway and you get to a federal checkpoint. So this guy from San Diego, he goes out and he buys a bunch of weed and he's driving up and he gets stuck on one of these checkpoints and one of the federal officers says, what's that? He says, well, it's marijuana. It's legal here in California. He goes, yeah, it's not. It's against the law. Give it to me. They take it from him, and they write him up. And he's going, no, this is legal. And he goes, yeah, okay, whatever. Here's your ticket. I would have loved to have been
there. They only gave him a ticket?
They gave a ticket. Yeah, I mean, they took it. They gave a ticket, and they took it. So.
But, dude. But the thing is, it's illegal. It's 100% still illegal at the federal level, and it was a federal officer. So that guy got off lucky.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, frankly, I'd rather him be fine. I'd rather him be grabbing the illegals coming over the border. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'd rather I would way rather have them be grabbing people for violent crimes or who harm other people than if some dude wants to smoke some weed to make himself relax at the end of the day. But that's someone ingesting it in their own body. What you do with your own body, that's your business, not mine.
Yeah, but I still love the fact that his boys there in, his California legislators along with his federal legislators that I'm sure he voted for really stuck him in the middle like that. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, exactly. That's too funny.
Anyway. All right. So, Shifty Schiff is at it again.
Oh,
here's a guy that should be in jail to begin with for lying on the president, okay? I mean, seriously, when you give false evidence in court, can't you be brought up on contempt of court and go to jail for that? Here's a guy that told us for 2 years that he directly saw evidence that tied Trump to the Russians. Now, if he hid that evidence, or if he saw the evidence and he won't produce it, then isn't he a co-conspirator? Is he aiding and abetting? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just guessing here, right?
That's good.
So why isn't he in jail? Why hasn't he been brought up on charges? Why? Because he's a dirtbag. And the people around him are dirtbags that are protecting him. So let me play for you a clip of his where, when President Trump was running, when he thought that he had something against Trump that he was getting from foreign agents, one was supposedly a former Russian Speaker of the House and had naked pictures of Trump with Russian women. Although it's not something I'd want to look at, but whatever. And take a listen.
So you have recordings of both Sochek and Buseva where they're discussing the compromising material on Mr. Trump?
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, we would welcome a chance to get copies of those recordings.
So he is asking, is he not? I mean, am I misinterpreting this? He is asking for the evidence of the dirt on Trump.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure he's not going to add it to his personal porn collection. I think he wants this to bring down Trump. I'm just guessing here. So he was fine with that, all right? But now, all of a sudden, he's not so fine. Take a listen.
It is illegal, improper, a violation of oath, a violation of his duty to defend our elections and our Constitution for the president to merely ask for foreign interference.
That could be a problem.
I mean, it won't be.
No, they won't do anything to him. He's fine because he's a Democrat. He always tells the truth, and he's looking for nothing more than justice.
They all look for dirt on each other. We all know this. I can't even tell you how many times I get emails or phone calls. Hey, there's an election coming up. Guess what I got? Different candidates of the opposition. They all are always looking for dirt on each other. That's nothing new.
They're terrible.
But to say anything and act like, this is so awful. Oh, my goodness. This is what's amazing to me. Before they even knew what was in this hearsay statement, you know, from the, or in the transcript, I should say.
From the anonymous source? Already, is that what you're talking about?
From an anonymous source, they already said, okay, we're going to do the impeachment inquiry, right? So they did that before. I'm telling you right now, something's up, of course.
Oh.
And there's not just one whistleblower, so to speak. There's a bunch of people that are it seems to me anyway, there's a bunch, this is completely coordinated.
Well, Schiff,
this whole thing.
The new papers out show that Schiff had this information long before it came out here. So just like with the Kavanaugh hearing, just like with the woman who said that she was assaulted by Kavanaugh but couldn't find any witnesses to back her up, couldn't remember exactly if it was him and there, and it's just amazing. And these people, this is gospel truth for them. I mean, so they say. I don't know if I believe them, but so they say, right?
Right.
It never, ever, ever stops with these people. But They see it. This is a religion for them. They're going to take you down at all costs, any time, for any reason. And there's no stopping them. Think about it. Oh, there is
no, because they can get they're getting away with everything. That's the problem.
Yeah, I agree with
that. That is the problem.
Yeah, and again, if you don't have, I don't know why our people won't push back louder, harder, and faster, frankly. Why won't they come out and really, truly say anything? Look, according to, what is it, WND, right? They came out with an article, I think it was yesterday. It said the Ukrainian prosecutor said, I was fired for investigating Hunter. So the guy that was fired has come out and said, he was told by the president of Ukraine, I got to let you go. I got to fire you or we're not going to get our money. Are you hearing about this anywhere?
Nope. Nope. Of course not. Right? We're never going to hear about that. Now, granted, enough people have heard about it that Biden's done. He's toast. I mean, he sucked anyway. I don't even know what they were thinking with him. But they know Biden's done, and they know none of the other ones can win based on their own.
Oh, no. This is why they're doing this. There's no question about
it. Yeah, exactly. Right. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure, and like I said, I've said this before, Warren is going to be the nominee, and she's terrible. Imagine a throwback hippie grandma up on the stage against Trump. Because that's what she reminds me of. Like a crazy... A throwback hippie grandma who did too much peyote back in the 60s and 70s.
She's still stuck in Woodstock.
Because she's like, you know? I'm sorry, you couldn't see face I was making, but, you know.
Every one of those forums is going to be like a George and Gracie Allen show. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Oh, my God.
Think about
I'm going to die.
Well, it'd be great entertainment, right?
Oh, no. You know, and I got to tell you, so you know how much I love Hillary Clinton, right?
Oh, yeah.
When the one thing about Hillary, and I give her credit for, was she didn't look weak compared to Trump.
Right.
As far as, you know, fragile, weak, not a leader.
No, you're right.
She didn't. Yeah. But Warren, that's going to be hysterical.
I'm telling you. The only response he needs to have with her is, how are you going to pay for that? That was my response to everything. How are you going to pay
for
that?
She can't answer it, right? Yeah.
She's going to have smoke coming out of her ears within a few minutes of the debate. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. She's not going anywhere. She'll be with us after the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, you want to hang out for the next hour because the next hour is Joe Confusion Hour. That's right. It's our Millennial Mondays, and our in-house millennial, Chelsea O, joins me to help me try to understand the, the millennial mind. And yes, they do have minds, but I need help trying to figure this out. And I need a lot of help trying to figure it out. It goes against everything I was taught as a kid. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every Monday, to kind of work through the stuff from the weekend and the stuff coming up during the week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
This millennial stuff just floors me. Totally floors me. I don't care.
You know, I got to say, most of the millennials I know are not like the stereotypes millennial.
Right. Well, I'm in California, not in New England.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
Thank you.
Well, if I went to Boston, I would probably see them. I have to say, I did see a guy today in, like, a sweater with regular pants, but then flip-flops.
When, oh,
and I was like,
oh.
Yeah, at work. Okay, and I was
casual
like,
Monday,
no.
Right? Or something. I don't know.
No. No, every day is casual where I work. I can't stand flip-flops because you hear the flip-flop, flip-flop.
Oh, yeah. But even on a casual day or whatever, I mean, unless you're working at the beach, flip-flops are never acceptable at work, right?
I am somebody who, when I started my career, I had to wear suits.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we had to dress up. We weren't even allowed to wear jeans, ever.
No. Or pants. I remember there was one company I worked for, women couldn't wear pants.
Okay, I'm not that old.
Shut up.
I'm not as old as you, Joe.
I knew that was...
All right.
So, you want to talk about something happened in my hometown, the Not That...
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where you can get, cannolis, good Sicilian pizza, and maybe even sit on a needle, should you decide to sit in the park and have that pizza. But...
So what happened is some little kids were from a school, were on a school trip or whatever, and they were playing in a park, and one of the children from the school got stuck with a dirty needle. Some drug addict left in the park.
You say that with such disdain.
I'm disgusted. You know what? We are spending, across the country, we're probably spending billions. But I know in New England alone, we're spending millions upon millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars, which is my money and your money, too, because they're getting federal money in. We're spending millions of dollars to do what? Coddle drug addicts. Coddle them. Oh, it's not your fault. It's substance abuse disorder. It's not your fault. It's a disease, or it's big pharma, or it's a doctor. Everybody else's fault, but the person who chose to take a needle and stick it in their arm, even though we've known for decades that heroin can kill you, or you become addicted the first time, the one and only time you might ever try it.
Yeah.
But we're coddling these people, and in the meantime, our streets in every city are starting to look like third world countries. It's everywhere, Joe. Let me tell you something. I was driving in New Hampshire today, and I drove through where apparently the homeless shelter is, and it wasn't a pretty sight first thing in the morning.
No, I can imagine. But here's, I'll tell
you. But they're all over the city. They're on the corners. And it's everywhere. This is and we're not nearly as bad as California because you guys have probably nicer weather, and give more free stuff. But
yeah. Oh yeah, we shoot up at bus stops on the corners. It doesn't matter.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. The welcome booth into Manchester. You can get information. It's basically a homeless encampment right on the main street of the city.
There's a city in Northern California, I think it is, that actually went out of its way to put up a bunch of boulders in an area where they were camping out, right? And now they're suing. There's an attorney that actually stepped up to sue to get the boulders removed. I'm thinking, first of all, you probably don't live anywhere near the place. Secondly, you probably don't live near the city. Leave those people alone. They don't want it there. You know?
My thing is, why isn't anyone trying to figure out what the real issue is? We know part of it's housing, right? We definitely know part of it's housing. And what is the cause of housing prices increasing? It's not just gentrification of cities. It's regulations, zoning, all that other crap that government puts onto landlords so that they can't build new complex, housing units that are reasonably priced because it costs a ton of money.
Hey.
Then there's mental health issues.
Yep.
There's...
you said the word.
See, we're going to give you free money. We're going to give you free money. We're going to give you free Medicaid expansion.
Okay.
We're going to give you all this free stuff, and you don't have to work. Hey.
So...
there's a whole slew of reasons.
And it's never your fault. They are the party of non-responsibility. Listen, so here's what the mayor says. It is completely unacceptable for young children in the city of Boston to be exposed to needles of any kind, particularly while they are at school. We have taken steps to protect... Now, check this out. We have taken steps to protect our students from the harm of the opioid epidemic by increasing the capacity of the mobile sharps unit. In other words, the units that help you shoot up. Okay. Prioritizing substance use education and prevention. How about You enforce the law, okay? And arrest them and or help them, put them in a regular facility where they can get help for their addiction, okay? Now, what do you want? He's sending out more people to the parks to find these addicted people and train them on how to dispose of their needles properly. Because, you know, after you shoot up, right, the first sane thought you have is, how do I get rid of this needle so some young kid doesn't step on it, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the first thing. That's the first thing any drug addict is going to think of when they're shooting up in the middle of a park in the middle of broad freaking daylight.
And yeah. So we're gonna educate somebody who's already high, who wants to be high, who wants to get even more. Listen, here's where I say, I know I'm going to get a lot of trouble for this, but I don't really care. Here's what I say is, let the mafia back into Boston and leave them alone. You'll clean those streets up in 24 hours.
Right? Seriously. Seriously, this would not be going down.
Oh, no.
If the mob was still running the town. Absolutely not. They would not be allowing this kind of behavior on their city streets.
They would be calling those drug pushers the same thing that the MS-13 gang was called by President Trump. It's just amazing, you know?
Well, I mean, they'd be still involved in the drug trade. It's just they wouldn't be allowing this kind of crap on the street.
Oh, no. You have to keep it. No.
You keep that behind closed doors, sweetheart.
Oh, God. And you know, people get so mad when we talk like this, but here's the reality of the situation is that how can you give out needles, give out clean needles so they can shoot up just about anywhere? You put these little canisters for them to throw this stuff away all over the place. So you see these needle, you know, empty needle containers everywhere. But most of them still end up, look, she got me started already. Think about something. We have trash cans all over the place, all over the city, right? How many of them are full? None. Where's the trash? In the street. What made you think that drug addicts are going to put these used needles in the proper... Oh, hold on. I can't pass out yet. I must take this to the proper container.
But these people don't even care about themselves. You think they care about someone's little kid that might get end up with some kind of disease?
My God.
Idiots.
Oh,
they. God. This is why they're just enabling them. Since they've started doing this, and I noticed that it's only over the past 5 years when they changed it from drug addict to substance abuse, substance misuse disorder. And once they started doing this, then it got worse. Drug overdoses and drug overdose and drug use, excuse me, and addiction, because that's what it is, not misuse. You're not misusing freaking heroin.
Okay.
That all increased. It increased under Medicaid. It increased under these all these programs that they're doing. And meanwhile, we're all sitting here like chumps saying, well, I'm spending millions of dollars. We're spending millions of dollars in... The numbers of these people keep growing like tribbles? What the hell?
Now, tribbles for your younger people, you'll have to go online and look that up because you won't know.
Go look up tribbles, Star Trek tribbles, then you'll understand. And it's exactly the description of what's going on in this country with drug addicts, thanks to politicians.
So while we were talking, somebody sent me this story and it says, the new ruling allows Oklahoma women to go topless in public. Okay. Well, these idiots, I love this. They say, well, if a man can go topless, a woman should go topless.
Can we?
Right?
Except we don't want to see that.
No, but here's the thing. The way the law reads is that even teenagers can go topless. Teenage women can go topless in public, okay? You can take pictures of the women that are overage and post them. Okay, that's legal. But you can't post pictures of the underage teenager. So we're out of time, but I want you to think about that.
Oh, my God.
Do you run around and go, hey, miss, are you over 18?
Oh, my God, it's like Girls Gone Wild, only it's all legal.
I'm going to see your host, Kimberly Marin, joins me. We'll put up where you can find her. Kimberly, always fun. This should keep you up for a while. Go see your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit with Chelsea O, my millennial. Oh, God, we're in trouble. We'll be back in a little bit.